This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Democrat Casey Becker of Boulder is nearing the end of her two-year tenure as Colorado's Speaker of the House. And it's been an eventful time at the Capitol. Becker led a historic effort to expel a fellow lawmaker for sexual harassment. And this month, she presided over what many are calling the strangest legislative session in the state's history. KVNF's Scott Franz recently spoke to Becker.
Lawmakers obviously had a very challenging session. I mean, you guys were wearing masks and meeting between plexiglass barriers. I'm hoping you can talk about how you think it went.
I mean, it was definitely a strange session. It was 35 days shorter than normal. We killed a lot of our own bills that were priorities because obviously huge cut in the budget. Also a wariness of being in the building for a long time. And a real shift in priorities. And then like brand new things to figure out, like, do we do remote meetings? How is the public going to participate?
I imagine it's a challenging time to be in leadership. What kept you going through this?
It really was unprecedented. I said that when we were considering expelling a member from the legislature and I was in charge of that investigation and thought, wow, I never thought I was going to do this. Well, I never thought I was going to be leading the legislature through a pandemic and through some pretty serious and important protests. And, you know, I just kept thinking, what do Coloradans want to see happen? And I think they really wanted to see the legislature get the right things done for Colorado, keep moving forward, you know, have business as usual, but put politics aside. And really that absolutely informed on a day-to-day basis what I thought we should do.
What do you consider as your greatest accomplishments during your tenure as House Speaker?
I ran a lot of big legislation, but I think the thing that I'm most proud of is having, you know, a House Democratic caucus that is big and strong and supports each other and really is focused on doing what's right for Colorado. And I think the culture of the caucus, the culture of the place really matters. It impacts what actually happens for Coloradans. It impacts how you, you know, work with the public, work with staff, work with all the stakeholders that are there every day. And that's something I really focused on, and I'm really proud about it.
On the flip side, what are the things that you were hoping to get done that didn't get done this year that you might want to see happen next session?
There was legislation about gun violence that we didn't move forward with. It was so controversial, and the, you know, opportunity for the public and others to participate during this pandemic just was more limited, and we really needed to focus on coronavirus. And so that's something that we didn't move forward with this year that I think absolutely needs to happen next year. There was a lot of legislation focused on driving down healthcare costs. Well, that was hard to do when hospitals, you know, doctors, nurses, everyone, insurance companies are really focused on responding to the pandemic, but that's going to continue to be a priority next year. We had legislation on transparency around pharmaceuticals and their pricing. Again, something that's going to have to be brought up next year is still important.
Do you think there's any chance lawmakers will have to return to the Capitol before January?
You know, there have been some surprises over the next few months, and we have to be nimble and responsive. And so, you know, anything could drive us back to the Capitol. But I think what's most likely is if Congress takes action to send money to the state to deal with the pandemic.
Thank you so much for your time, Speaker Becker.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, Scott.
Casey Becker's term as Colorado Speaker of the House ends when the next session gavels in next January. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The Mountain West News Bureau is taking a moment to listen to people of color across our region to share their perspectives on racial injustice and police violence. Ray Ellen Bichelle spoke to four Black women from Colorado who are all scholars and activists. Their names are Rosemary Allen, Janice Mackey, Michaela Lee, and Carolyn Love.
When we moved into our home, my son was 4 years old. And all of my neighbors thought he was cute and well-mannered, and they loved him until he grew taller. By 12 years old, he was already 6 feet. And I remember the day my heart broke when he said, "Mom, when I go for walks in our neighborhood, my neighbors don't speak to me anymore. They act like they're afraid of me." And he noticed that before they started calling the police on him.
With my kiddos, it was 2012, Trayvon Martin, and my youngest was two. Trying to talk to a two-year-old about what's on the screen, from the fires to the protests to the righteous rage, having to have those conversations, it's yet again in our face.
I am totally outraged by the Black women that are perishing at the hands of police officers. It breaks my heart. Black women need a voice, and we need to be visible and present in the fight against oppression.
When I was young, if a Black man was killed by the police, I would be sad, and then that was it. There's nothing I can do. And now I go straight to social media, and I start talking about it, and then I start sharing, and I start listening to what other people are saying. There's a chance for people to get information and take action. And I feel like this generation is like eating it up.
When my son called me to tell me that he would be at the protest, I became very concerned. He is asthmatic. And I was afraid because the pandemic is real. And I expressed my concern for him. And he goes, Mom, I'm fighting for breath. What good does it do me to survive a pandemic and get killed at the hands of officers?
A lot of the people that are protesting out right now are like people my age. And from what I've seen, especially in Denver, it's mostly people who are not of color. Something that I was thinking about is I'm lucky to be in a generation where we have more compassionate youth who are willing to walk in other people's shoes and fight for other people.
Now, perhaps people are ready to engage in a conversation, but if that's going to happen, it better happen quickly. I'm more on the end of public policy and of changing law. And until laws change, we can be in all the conversations we want. And all it is a feel-good conversation.
Simply naming race and racism isn't enough. Folks feel like they've done their work, if you will, by simply naming that. And it's like, that's the easy part, actually.
This is not a sprint. It is a marathon, a very long one. And while we appreciate the allyship of participating in protest today, we need you more than ever, 6 months from now, 6 years from now, to create substantive changes that will definitely change America. George Floyd's daughter said, "My daddy changed the world." Let's make sure that's a reality.
You've been listening to the voices of Rosemarie Allen, Janice Mackey, Michaela Lee, and Carolyn Love. If you would like to share your perspective in our series, Elevating the Voices of People of Color in Our Region, please send an email to mountainwestnewsbureau@gmail.com. And that concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.